For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm here with Courtney Hanna from Helping Heroes. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So you have an event coming up this Saturday. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Okay. We have a full day planned of all kinds of stuff. We're going to start in the morning. From 9 to noon, we'll have a car show, and registration will start at 8. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, jeeps, antique vehicles, everything is welcome. We have places 1 through 10 that will be awarded. We have raffles. We have 50-50 drawings. The first 100 entrants will receive a dash plaque and a goodie bag from O'Reilly Auto Parts. And we have a $15 entry fee on that.
Is there going to be any fees for people to attend the car show?
No, the car show is free for the public to come in and look around and see what kind of vehicles are out there. We only charge the entry fee for anyone who wants to participate in the car show itself.
Okay. And then what other activities do you have going on that day?
At 11 o'clock, our food vendors will be open. We have Kick-Ass Barbecue, we have Totopolis Treats, and then our organization will be cooking hot dogs, hamburgers, and will offer chips and drinks. At 12 noon, we have a veteran ceremony. The Warrior Brotherhood will do a ride, and then we are going to sing the national anthem and have a prayer service to follow at the flag, and then we would like to recognize any veterans who are present. And then from 1 to 5, we have yard games, we have stuff for the adults, we have stuff for kids, we have face painting by Stang Arts, we have a petting zoo and bounce houses from Ton of Fun. With the bounce houses, we have one for the adults. It's an obstacle course. It's a lot of fun. So there's plenty for everyone in the family to do. And then from 5 to 9, we have live music by Soul Riot and Sideways Rain. And Posse Music Works has sponsored that. And then we have 50-50 drawings throughout the day. We have raffles throughout the day. We have a gun raffle. We're selling tickets now through, 1 minute before we draw the name, we'll do a last call. We'll draw the name at 9 on Saturday evening. The gun raffle is for a Savage 220 20 gauge rifled deer gun or $500 cash. So if you don't have a FOID card and you'd like to help us out there, you can still have an opportunity to win the $500 cash. And those tickets are 3 for 25 or $10 a piece.
All right. And then just to reiterate, where and when will the event be taking place?
It's this Saturday, September 16th at Legacy Harley-Davidson. Our day starts at 9 o'clock and goes till 9 in the evening. So we're there all day.
Sounds like it's going to be a great time.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
And then you said that the proceeds are going to Helping Heroes?
Yes, and Helping Heroes sends Christmas packages to deployed troops every year. And as we have funds, we want to start helping with veterans in the community with any needs that maybe medical insurance doesn't cover, or if they're between active duty and becoming a civilian again and they need some help to find a place or electric deposits, anything like that. We want to be able to give that kind of help. And we also want to be able to help families who can't afford to go see basic training or promotion ceremony stuff that they do. We want to be able to help, even if it's to give a meal card or help with a night stay in a hotel or some fuel money, a plane ticket, whatever it takes to help those families get there to see their loved ones graduate basic training or get promoted.
And if a person wants to get a hold of Helping Heroes, how can they do so?
We have a Facebook page. It's Helping Heroes Incorporated, Illinois. We also have a website, and there's a spot on the website that you can contact us, and it gives you an opportunity to send us a little message and then contact information so we can get back in touch with you. The website is www.helpingheroesil.org. And then myself and my sister are both board members that are here local, and we can be reached all the time on our cell phones. Mine is 217-240-2768, and Rachel is 217-690-0896.
Is Helping Heroes accepting any volunteers in the area if someone wants to help out with the organization?
Definitely. We would love help on Saturday if anybody's available. You don't have to call us first. You can just show up and ask for myself or my sister Rachel, and we will find a place for you to help out. We always ask for volunteers, which is coming up really soon when we start to pack the Christmas packages. We'll do that in a couple of evenings. We usually pick throughout the week, and we do like 7 o'clock in the evening, so it gives people time to get off work and kind of get settled, and then we find a location and we take every item that's donated. We kind of sort it down. We figure out who, you know, the addresses we're sending to, how many boxes we're sending, and kind of sort it out and try to make every package as equal as possible. What we do is we try to do individual packages, and then with the leftover stuff or the stuff that there's not necessarily enough to spread out, then we do like group boxes so they can just open it, and if they have an office area or a common area, they can set it out there, and if there's goodies in there, people can just help themselves to those.
Sounds like it's a great organization.
Yeah, it's definitely helps a lot. It helps to fill in the gaps where people need help. And, you know, there's sometimes that you don't really realize until you're a military family what helps, you know. My brother's been deployed twice, and he's asked for the little things, you know, maybe his favorite candy or baby wipes was one of the things that he needed a lot in Kuwait, because they didn't get to shower all the time. So the things we take for granted is little things that help them a lot.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.